You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, for victims of domestic abuse, reliable transportation can be key to finding safety and independence. We'll hear about an auto repair shop in Appleton that's trying to make sure survivors have the working vehicles they need. First, you may not know it, but there's a robust fashion design program at UW-Madison, and for the past decade, many UW students have taken home awards at the YMA Fashion Scholarship Fund, the premier competition for gifted young fashion designers. One of this year's award winners joins us now in the studio. Adina Barrientos is a senior at UW-Madison and a 2018 YMA Fashion Scholarship Fund award winner. Adina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us about this award, first of all.
It's a pretty well-known award in our major, but it's this amazing opportunity where students can kind of showcase everything they've learned throughout the major. They develop this case study where they get to create their own designs. They have a real life world application. Usually there's a different prompt every year from the scholarship. And so this year the prompt was creating and curating a new collection to help drive foot traffic into brick and mortar stores. So students can choose their own collection, choose their own company. You get to really look at the industry, what's happening now, and how your creativity can help a certain company improve those issues.
And we'll get into your plan in just a bit, but I think when people think of the fashion world, Wisconsin doesn't always come up at the top of the list, but Wisconsin students have been rocking it at this competition for a long time now, right?
Oh, yes. We have several students go every single year. We've had students get the scholarship. We've had students move on in advance to get even a larger scholarship. It is definitely really cool to go to New York and see all the different students there. But one thing that does stand out is that there's always a group of Wisconsin students congregating and having a great time because it's definitely something that we're known for.
So I've got your plan here for a line of clothing for Patagonia. So talk about what you were trying to do here.
Yeah, one of my biggest interests as a designer is working on sportswear and the functionality of sportswear. And one of the leading names in that industry is Patagonia. They're a company I've definitely admired for many years now. And when I got the opportunity to do the YMA scholarship, I thought this was the perfect place to put in everything I knew and really show my interest in the company and the people that that support the company. So I chose them because I wanted to work on sportswear, and I specifically wanted to work on children's wear. They have an amazing collection for all ages, but I did see a gap in the children's wear, noticing that there wasn't a huge variety. And so I saw that as my time to kind of jump in and create this huge collection for children to kind of bring build a loyalty from a really young age with this with the younger consumers so that they know Patagonia from a young age, they appreciate the wear and what the company's done for them, and then they'll keep the loyalty building throughout the years.
And when people think of fashion design, they might think of the high fashion stuff that you see on a runway and think, that's interesting, it's not practical, I would never wear it. You're trying to do something that's extremely practical that people will actually wear, right?
Yes, one of my biggest interests in design is the functionality that apparel can bring and how designing certain aspects of an apparel piece can actually improve the wearer's life. So that's a huge thing in outerwear, that's really important in sportswear, the type of materials you use, the way the piece is constructed, that all matters in the end use of the product, and that's why I really like functionality in the piece.
Adina Barrientos is with us, senior at UW-Madison, winner of a Fashion Scholarship Fund Award for this design we're talking about now. So Adina, let's talk about how we do this. You want clothes that kids are going to want to wear and that make them want to be out in nature, right?
Yeah, I love in children's wear how you can kind of break boundaries. It's not always about style. It's about how the child feels in it, what it excites them to do. So I kind of went even past that in this case study. I created a few designs that, for example, there's a legging that has little light up dots on the bottom ankles, and that's so it will glow in the dark when they go outside, and that's supposed to encourage them to explore the world at night. There's a rain jacket in there that changes colors when it gets wet. So that's supposed to show children that there's a whole world out there when it's wet outside. It's not just, you don't need a sunny day to enjoy the day. And so it kind of excites them, and it makes them explore the elements, gets them excited about nature, going outside and being part of that community.
Sometimes you say to a kid, oh, don't get those nice clothes dirty. You're not going to say that to a kid wearing these clothes,
no,
right?
These clothes are meant to get dirty. I specifically designed certain types of fabric on the knee area so that they can bend and You can get dirty, you can tear, and clothing does tear. So even though I specifically designed materials that are supposed to be extremely durable, there's also a patchwork collection involved with the case study. And that's in order to get children to understand that life goes on after a tear in a clothing, and that you can keep using your clothes. You don't have to throw them away once they tear. And children's clothing tears a lot. So the patchwork collection are little patches given out to the children at the stores to help them learn how to sew, first of all, but also get them involved in repairing their clothes.
I should point out to people that this is a hypothetical yes. clothing collection. Don't go out and try to buy it right now. The other part of your design is that the ingredients, the materials, I should say, are sustainable.
Yeah. So Patagonia already has a great initiative with their recycled and sustainable materials. I really want to emphasize this in this collection. So every single material that I have incorporated into this design has either recycled materials or is organic material. So we have organic cotton, we have recycled nylon, recycled polyester. And that's because I wanted this to be a collection where if you're buying the clothing, you're not just taking from the earth, but you're using what's already been made and that it's going into another life cycle to be used.
So how did you originally get into fashion design as a possible career?
Fashion design has always been a big interest of mine, but almost as a hobby when I was a child. It's something I like to just doodle around with, and I never thought I would make a career out of it. I came to UW not exactly sure what I wanted to do, and within the first semester, I took a class in one of the design classes at the School of Human Ecology. And just fell in love with design and thought to myself, why am I not doing what I love, what I've always loved? And realized that there really was a practical career out of it, especially in sportswear. That was the true passion of mine. And so everything kind of fell into place after taking that first class.
Now, for this scholarship award-winning proposal, you didn't actually make the clothes for it. But as part of your program here, are you actually not just designing stuff, but then going and making it?
Yes, we make a lot of clothes. That's not the most common thing at some programs across the country. But the program here at UW, we do have a huge emphasis on apparel construction and pattern making. So that way, we're not just designing clothes, but we also know what can be done or how new manipulation needs to be made in order to make your designs come to life. You really get that hands-on experience that not everyone gets, which I truly appreciate. And it's just great to see something that you designed has come to life.
And are you using really fancy state-of-the-art gear, or are you doing this really by hand? What's the range of technology you have to work with?
It's pretty impressive. We're using machines that I probably won't get the chance to ever purchase on my own. UW is great with supplying our studios with top-of-the-notch sewing machines, laser cutters. We've now broken into 3D printing, which has been awesome. So basically anything out there that's becoming really big in the industry. Our department has been really good at getting their hands on.
Do you and your colleagues in the department often make stuff that you then end up wearing yourself?
I would love to make things that I would like to wear. However, I'm trying to use as much time as possible to create something, one for my portfolio. Mm-hmm. And so usually only models will be wearing that in runways and photo shoots. I feel like if I wear it, it might get ruined. but sometimes I'm designing for contests or for customers, and that's when I'm not designing for myself. So maybe in the future I can focus a little bit more on something I want to wear.
Is there a secret runway facility somewhere on the campus that we don't know about?
There's not a secret facility, but there are some amazing student organizations and collaborations where we've put on different runways throughout the year. At the end of the year, there's always a fashion show for the entire department that is led by students and professors that takes place right at the end of April.
So you've won this scholarship award. You're a senior. What's the next step for you now in fashion design?
So I hope to move on into fashion design and working with the sportswear industry and outerwear. However, I'm in the middle of interviews, in the middle of figuring that all out. Hopefully some answers will be coming around soon. I'm just really excited to dive into the industry, and I really, no matter where I end up, I really want to learn more about what can be done and what needs to be done and use that experience to get where I need to go.
Well, Adina, good luck and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Adina Barrientos. She's a senior at UW-Madison and a 2018 YMA Fashion Scholarship Fund Award winner. Been talking about her experience in the textiles and fashion design program at UW-Madison.